name of my children, I said, my husband. I was going to name one after my husband, but he died. She didn't hurt my husband because he wanted a boy so bad.
Yeah.
I was going to call him Charles Jr.
Yeah.
But he didn't live. I had a little girl I was going to call her Charlene, but she didn't live.
While I'm on the subject of roads and all that, do you have any of these big highways that come into Fort Worth from out of town,
mm-hmm.
you know, with several lanes and all that? What do you call those?
I don't know. We got some over here on our side of here. Come out from Dallas to Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And got some go from Denton to Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
The place I tell you we went a while back,
mm-hmm.
they have them up there. It takes a lot of coming.
Have you ever heard people call them the interstate? Interstate highways?
I guess that's what they call it.
Is, you know, along those big highways that go out of town, is there usually any place along them that you could stop, you know, for a restroom or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they call them roadside park. Yeah, you stop there, go to a restroom, wash your face and hands. Or eat there. We got some free places from here. Near Austin. Place to go there and eat. We went to Austin to see Johnson Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
A place like that. We went. We go in because we take enough lunch with us. We had dinner and supper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Roadside Park, we call it.
You know, when you're on
then you got a little place there. If you want to cook, you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
That make hand. Make hands for these people traveling, you know. Like you, and if you take what you want, stop there and cook, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Eat there.
Be real convenient.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me ask you, you know, on some of these streets, say like this one out here, where you got traffic going both ways,
mm-hmm.
you know that line right down the center of it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Just the line. We go to out here somewhere that every Sunday morning pick up late, bring her to church.
Mm-hmm.
My son-in-law drives the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go out there and pick her up and pick her. It's either one of those apartments.
Mm-hmm.
All the thing they furnished, they furnished everything but stove and they furnished stove and a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, furnished Wesley furniture. They charge you so much. Well, I guess it's worth it because you don't pay no bills. You have to worry about paying gas, lights, and water.
Yeah.
You have a phone because you have to worry about paying your phone bill. My phone bill is not very high because I want to use no long distance on there.
You know, when you're on these big highways that go in and out of the city, sometimes there's usually some grass in the middle or some kind of concrete or something, you know, that divides.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? Do you have any idea?
I don't have an idea. I know it's why we go out there, middle of the one road this side, one road this side,
mm-hmm.
in the middle have grass and flowers going up there.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that the median or something like that?
I guess that's why they call it, but I don't know.
Not sure. Or you know, when you're on those big highways, where the place where you have the exits,
mm-hmm.
what do you call those things that you go up when you go off the highway like that?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Of course, I don't know if I'm going to highways.
Mm-hmm.
I stay right here in town all the time.
Right,
sir. Unless I go to Dallas, I'll go. I don't pay no attention to what they call them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about exit ramp or something like that?
I don't know. I'm
not sure.
I'm not sure. Before you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I might give you the wrong idea.
Right, sir.